Oh, hi there. I know it's not Thursday or Friday or Saturday, but I've been missing doing these editor's desks, and I just had an email come across my virtual desk from a bank. Now, I don't think I'm that unusual in having more than one bank. I have, and maybe I'm unusual in a sense. I have a bank that's associated with the business that runs Daily Tech News Show and the other podcasts that I do. I have a personal bank. I have a bank for the home loan, that kind of stuff. So forgive me if I don't tell you which bank. It doesn't matter. I don't really want to shame the bank itself at this point because I don't think they're doing something uncommon, and I don't think they're doing something, well, I don't think they're doing something awful, but it's emblematic of a problem, a disconnect that I think is exacerbated by the clickbait outrage culture we have, where companies don't take you seriously anymore because you're always mad about something. And if we're always mad about something, then they have a harder time telling when it's serious and really an issue. Let me get to the email. The email said that the bank's website is getting a redesign. So I open this up. I say, oh, bank, you know, we're getting a fresh new look, all that kind of talk. I'm like, okay, great. What do you think my immediate thought as someone who does Daily Tech News Show is? My immediate thought is security. They're going to tell me that, probably not going to go into detail, not the detail I want, but they're going to tell me about new two-factor authentication, new encryption standards, and back-end security, vague terms, etc. Here's what I got. The highlights. Bullet pointed out three of them. Intuitive navigation. Yeah, okay. That's, you know, better in navigation can't hurt. That's a good one. I'm not gonna complain about that. What's number two? Robust content. I don't care. Do not care about the content being robust. I want the content to be accurate. I do want it to be easy to find. I want it to be the content I need when I'm on my bank, like, I don't know, my bank balance. But okay, when you're talking about content, information on loans, yes. I don't care if it's robust. This is obviously, they care. There's a team inside this bank who worked really hard on making the content on their site awesome because content is king. How many of you really, I'm not asking this in a none of us do is the assumed answer. How many of you read content on your bank and think, oh, this is really helpful? I've seen them try to get me to read content, but if I don't have a particular need, I'm not surfing around on my bank just to see what's there. Number three, elegant and modern design. Well, the design should be intuitive and navigation. We're talking about a bank. Granted, it is. I don't want to be that kind of person who dismisses the need for something to look good in order to feel good. If the design of the bank's website looks like it's GeoCities circa 1996, I would lose confidence in the bank, even if I told myself I shouldn't, right? It's just natural. You do want... So it's not, again, not a bad thing. None of these are bad things, although robust content, I feel like, is totally irrelevant. But it's not a priority. The design of this bank's website was not super ugly. It might have been a little old-fashioned. Maybe probably needed an update. And if this was one of many other bullet points, I wouldn't think twice. Oh, yeah, you got yourself a nice design. That's great. Good for you. Looking good. Looking sharp. Trimmed up that beard. Got a haircut. Cut the hair out of your ears. That's awesome. But did you lock the doors? That's what I really care about. You're looking great. You have a fresh new shirt from the men's store or the women's store. Nothing in this email about security. Now, they do make a point of saying, hey, the login button is moving. This is where they did get practical. They know that if you move that login button, you're going to get emails from people like, I can't log in, because people don't look for things. Change is scary for people. Not a word in the main part of this about... Now, there's some stuff at the bottom that's actually boilerplate security stuff that's in every email from this bank. Nothing. I can view the demo. If I view the demo, it's going to show me that fresh new look in a video. I don't need a video telling me about the new design of my bank's website. Again, this is good marketing. This video does make the new site look pretty, but I'm not seeing a single thing that says, and this will help us prevent your information from being stolen, like has happened with other banks. I'm less worried, and maybe I should be more worried, I'm less worried about my money being stolen. Banks have been fairly good about that. I will give them credit for that. But I want to make sure my login's secure. I want to make sure my personal information. That is usually where breaches happen. Making it easy for me to sign up for their credit card, not a priority for me. Specifically designed on based on client feedback. Yeah, you did focus groups, of course. Now, there is a little bit towards the end about showing permissions for using your personal information to market to you. That's a little backwards. It's the right thing to do, but it's a little backwards. So anyway, thought that I would, in my return to the editor's desk, share with you a little bit of that outrage, because this is one thing I've been thinking about a lot. We need to focus on the things that really are a problem. And sometimes even with Roger and Sarah, we'll all three get not in a fight or anything, but we'll get in a discussion of like, well, wait a minute, is this really an important story? I mean, I know it sounds bad, but are we doing people a service if we are just telling them everything that sounds bad all the time, and not setting any context? That's the point of DTNS, is to set that context and increase your understanding. And so to me, every breach story doesn't need to be part of Daily Tech News Show, because you know there are breaches. And in most of those cases, if you're affected by the breach, they will connect you directly. So your informational needs are going to be met without us. Our job is to say, the interesting thing about this breach is X. You should know that this breach symbolizes something new or is different in a certain way. And if it's not, then I don't think we need to talk about it. So, for instance, on the show, I wrote up for today's show. It's actually before Wednesday's show, so I think we're going to end up talking about it, but I don't really know because I can't predict the future and we haven't finalized the lineup. I wrote up a bit about cyber war in the Middle East. Now, this is the kind of story that I immediately look at and go, that feels like something that's just trying to fire fear up in people. But when I dug into it, it was specifically saying there's a new actor that is doing this kind of attacking, cyber attacking, and this is becoming a hotbed. And to me, that's significant. That's where I feel like, okay, we can do something good here and say, look, you're hearing lots of things about attacks and cyber attacks and security. This one's serious. This is one to pay attention to, because this could lead to significant things that affect the world. Not just, Dunkin' Donuts got hacked. That's bad. If your information is in that Dunkin' Donuts database that got hacked, that's worse. But that's not new. That's not helping you understand more about the world, because you already, as a DTNS listener, understand that, yeah, these systems, as I was just talking about, aren't prioritizing their security. So where can we increase that understanding? Well, okay, the stakes that are higher and are going to affect more people than just like, I mean, let's be honest, when a database gets breached and your personal information gets out there, you become slightly higher risk for identity theft. But what we're not seeing is masses of people having identity theft, because the ways to combat identity theft using that stolen information is getting better too. It's an arms race. I'm not saying it's not good or that it's fine or you don't have to worry about it. Of course not. But this Middle East story that we're going to talk about is about espionage. It's about targeting oil fields and gas fields, and that could disrupt the world's energy supply. That could trigger a war. And to me, I'm like, all right, that now has passed the threshold of, yeah, we hear these stories all the time, and maybe we should pay attention to that. So I really, the dogs are mad about it too. Mm-hmm. See? Yeah. They're like, get your security in order. So anyway, two things in here today. One is we really do need companies to pay attention and emphasize this. It's not just a bad look. It shows me that at least one team, maybe it's just the marketing team, maybe it's just the client outreach team, customer outreach team, doesn't get what our concerns are. And B, the second thing is our job at DTNS is to help you understand what the concerns should be. So I hope that enlightens you. Thanks for continuing to support the show. Thanks for being patient with me being gone for a little while. And a big thanks to my team, Roger and Sarah and Amos and Justin and Patrick and Scott and Shannon and Ant and everybody, Len, who filled in or just kept the show going. Didn't even really fill in, just kept doing what we're doing. It's nice to know that we've got an organization that can roll like that. And that is because of you supporting us. So thank you for that. Talk to you soon.